Hey, Ms. Bahak here, and I wanted to do a super fast version just to keep it very minimalistic. How would I build a website for a new remote coach who is trying to use the website to get more clients? And I have done this for a celebrity trainer who is from Switzerland and operates out of LA as well. And I basically got to work on a one-page website there, where everything was just on one page. It was like a one-page portfolio. And the priority was she liked to use Typeform. So we use that as like how people actually submit their contact information. And that was your measure, right? Okay, people are being sent to the site, yourname.com. Boom. Are people being convinced by what they're seeing on that one page to do the thing, right? Which was request a consult. Now, the other thing, like that isn't the only correct way to do it. I've done this for another coach. He's based out of San Diego, and I basically made a free newsletter, and whatever his freebie was, the core focus of that in that first fold, right? Because that is just an easier capture a lot of the time than just going straight for the kill. And so you can always offer people on your email list coaching over time, but those are the people that have now raised. That was my timer, but it went off at the wrong time. Let me reset it actually real quick. Boom. So anyways, those are great examples of ways that I've built it for people, but I would still refine if they let me, or if somebody new asked me, like, how would you do this? And they really listened to my advice on it. Number one priority, I would say, is start with that one-page website, because remember what your goal is for this thing. It is to get clients, yes, but at the same time, it's not just for random strangers to stumble upon this. It is like a portfolio. It's a business card. Instead of you have it handing a physical business card to people, it's, oh, just search myname.com and everything's there. What I do, what I'm involved in, where I work, like that, you know, that whole deal. Everything you need to convince them to work with you is there. If it's going to work, it's going to work. And so that one page really adds an element of control. I would say WordPress is the software that I would recommend if you know what you're doing a little bit, but most people that I build for, I end up just using Squarespace. I manage like over 5 websites that are built on Squarespace, and I have built my own on Wix before and other clients as well. That works too. But I would say Squarespace is the winner for a majority of people just because of simplicity. Now, in your menu, what you want to make sure is that you include any links that are really important here, but don't distract, right? So if there's an About Me page, or there is a new freebie that you've added, or your podcast that you want to make sure that people can easily listen to. You might have a podcast page that you quickly design, and then Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, there's links where people can hop off to each of those from there, right? Or it might just be, okay, boom, let's just point people to Apple or the YouTube version. Podcast in the menu points to YouTube, right? All your priority links should be there. And I think that portfolio or reviews is a very important one to have its own page dedicated to over time. It doesn't have to be fully public if you don't want it to. It can be like a published page that is only accessible when you send people to it or is password protected. I have that as well, where it's like I have a bunch of projects that I do have on the main page that you can see. But if you want to see over 50 of them or something like that, boom, you go to my portfolio page and get to see all the different examples and whatnot through there. And that as a coach is very important, or any realm, any niche, any industry, I think, but as a coach specifically, because your before and after is your results, your evidence that you are building, you need to have a home for it that you control. It's not just your Instagram. And yes, that's great. You can put it there, but it always needs to come back and live on your site, because the truth is people do vet your website. If you have one, they'll Google you. And instead of like random stuff coming up when people Google you, having your website come up is pretty impressive. And then having a quick one pager, like I've had many clients that became clients that were like, when we hopped on a call, that were like, I really liked your website and very professionally, like that impressed them, even though that wasn't the main thing I was selling. And so it earns trust without just like a video or an Instagram feed without you being there. So remember, that's the goal, is to earn enough trust to get them to take action, which is usually submitting their information, because the likelihood of them coming back here often is not that high. They're not just browsing and coming to your site. It's usually for, like, you directed them there. Hey, I'm running a special 30-day challenge. Head over to mysite.com and make sure to sign up for the freebie and I'll be in touch. Or make sure to submit a consult and I'll be in touch. Or submit a contact form and I'll be in touch. And so that really allows your website to be something of use versus just something you build and put all this time into, and then nobody's really just stumbling upon it. Maybe there are, but it's not, you can't rely on that, right? You're actively pointing people to it when you're talking to them in conversation, when you meet new people, when you're trying to get referrals, when, you know, you are, when people just want to know more about you, right? Having a website, a one pager that you feel good about, you feel proud of, can be a huge advantage in regards to other coaches, because a lot of them just don't have that yet. So it's a huge step up, and it's something where you can control all the information that's viewed there versus an Instagram feed. You can't control anything really, right? Aside from what you're posting, everything that's there, maybe the cover images and things like that, but the likes, the comments, there's a lot more distractions and stuff like that there. Okay, my timer went off, so that means it's time for me to go. But I hope this was useful, how I'd build a website for a new remote coach. Remember, that first fold, just to recap real quick, is going to be the priority thing, getting the sign up for the free thing or the request a consult. And then after that, a quick intro on who you are, a little segment there. And then after that, I like to have reviews and proof or testimonials and things like that. Or before that, services, right? What the main services are that I offer, a quick little preview. And then right after that, you've got all the reviews and stuff like that. And again, you start with a one pager. And then after that, you can always add more pages to your website, or while you're working on them, once they're done, all you got to do is add it as a button on the homepage and link it up to that new page, right? So in Squarespace, it's super easy. And so start with one page, and I think it'll really pay off for you. You can make it look really beautiful nowadays, where it's just, it really will impress with just whatever design templates they have. It's really the storytelling that you can do in just a couple scrolls and on that one page. So I hope this was useful. If you have any questions, you need help with building your site, or you just need somebody soundboard off of, hit me up. All the links and all that good stuff is in the description below. I appreciate you hanging out, giving me your time, and I will talk to you soon.